Replay by Hannover Re. Expert insights on life and health insurance.
How data analytics can boost your life and health insurance business, what to consider, and why you cannot just rely on artificial intelligence. This is Replay by Hannover Re. I'm your host, Susanne Loomis, and today we'll talk to Yinglin Zhang about data analytics.
This podcast is for general information only, no professional advice, and is subject to change. You can find the full disclaimer in our show notes.
Welcome to our podcast, Yinglin.
Thanks, Susanna. Happy to be here.
Yinglin is general manager of our life and health data analytics team here in Hannover and holds a PhD in financial mathematics. She previously worked in the primary insurance sector and brings quite a unique perspective to our conversation. More on that a little bit later, because first I want to know, data analytics is a big deal in the insurance industry. So tell us, why is that? And why are we talking about this today?
Well, it seems like a hot topic coming up only in the last few years, but the concept of data analytics is actually not new for insurance at all. It's about analyzing data for predicting the unknown and or the future and to support business decision making. Now, let's think about the concept of insurance business. Data is actually the only asset of this industry. Analysis and modeling of data is its foundation. It's a highly regulated industry, so insurers have always been familiar with data protection laws and legal regulations around data management. But what's new today is the combination with modern technology for data collection and storage, which unlock new opportunities.
Okay, so essentially, analyzing data has always been central to the insurance business, and significant transformations have taken place over the last few decades.
Indeed, a lot has changed. I can share a little story of a colleague which I respect a lot. Mm-hmm. She has been working at Hannover Re since 40 years.
Wow.
40, yeah. No joke. And she told me as she started her career, she wrote every calculation by hand on a paper.
Wow, can you imagine that today?
That's incredible. Yeah. It's impossible for me to imagine that. And as the company introduced computer, she was one of the first to use Excel for calculations, and that was high tech at that time. Later on, there was the introduction of database, and now she's witnessing how colleagues of my department store data in cloud infrastructure and code everything in the programming language R. So the process of data analytics comes together with the development of technology, and now we have more efficient infrastructure and more computational capacity.
And where does the data come from?
Well, there are two categories of data which insurance company can use. One is portfolio data and one is third-party data. When we talk about portfolio data, it's about data related to insurance policies and policyholders. And those data are, of course, necessary to run the insurance business and to provide insurance cover in case of claims. When we talk about third-party data, it's mainly about population statistics from national statistics services or from external data providers. But the availability of such data can differ a lot from market to market.
So now we have all this data, and how does that get implemented in decision making and achieving favorable business outcomes?
The major use case is the so-called insurance pricing, which is at the core of insurance business since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. It's about setting the level of premium to be paid by policyholders according to their risk exposure. Let's imagine that we have a woman in mid-50s living in Paris with a certain health background who wants to buy a life insurance policy. So we ask ourselves, what is the level of premium to be charged in order to provide her a proper insurance cover? So at the core of this question, we ask ourselves how to forecast the future based on existing available data and how to derive drivers of life expectancy. So all of this is not new, but what's new today is the level of automation and sophistication of pricing.
Can you give me an example for that?
Sure. In some markets, you have the so-called pay-as-you-live product, which you might know. Uh-huh. So let's say you have a smartwatch, which is combined with a health app on your mobile phone. And app is backed by an insurance product, which decides the premium level according to your daily activities and health status. So in order to launch such product, of course, you need new ways of data collection and for storage and data processing. In general, data analytics is applied across the value chain of insurance. So it can be product design, pricing, accounting, risk management, until the process of underwriting and claim, and even portfolio steering.
In other words, insurance companies use this data to make appropriate predictions and could even personalize them. So data analytics helps insurance companies to draw profitable insights that then contribute to their business success.
That is correct, but not only for the business of the insurance company, but the goal is also and mainly to be able to provide appropriate cover to policyholders in a long-term manner, since insurers are also service providers.
So now on a more personal level, Yinglin, what drew you into this topic?
That's an interesting question. If I think about the time when I was studying at the university, there was not even such a field, data analytics. Mm-hmm. I studied pure mathematics and statistics, and I had the luck of catching always the right industry development at the right moment.
Oh.
During the wave of quantitative finance, I did my PhD in financial mathematics applied to insurance with a focus on stochastic modeling. And during the era of big data, mm-hmm. I started my first job, which was in IT.
Right.
And that focused on database development. As in Germany, there was the introduction of telematic tariff for motor insurance, I was in the pricing team of primary insurance. And shortly after the introduction of Solvency II, which is the insurance regulation for risk management in Europe, I worked both in operation and modeling roles in quantitative risk management for primary insurers. So without even doing it on purpose, I realize now that all what I know and all what I did contributed to the topic of data analytics in insurance, since this requires at the same time statistics, stochastics, computer science, and insurance business understanding. My current department, data analytics, is a unit which supports all the other business departments, and this requires, of course, knowledge of a large range of actuarial topics.
So this is where everything fell into place for you. And you have collected quite some knowledge, which you also shared with us during an interview for our recent Perspectives newsletter, and we'll link to that in the show notes. And you have got a very unique perspective. You know what primary insurers are looking for, and you know what reinsurers can provide. So why did you decide to make the change from primary insurance to reinsurance? And then particularly, why did you decide to start working with Hannover Re?
I'm a person who's always happy to have new challenges. Mm-hmm. And if we think about reinsurance, that's a very special industry. So reinsurance is at the end of the risk transfer chain. If primary insurers can still transfer risks to reinsurers, the analysis and modeling of risks have to be taken much more seriously by reinsurers. So this is a much bigger intellectual challenge. And coming to Hannover Re was a very conscious choice from my side. I was looking explicitly for a company within the insurance sector with a very good company culture. Mm-hmm. And I even made a personal ranking for that. Hannover Re was at the very top of the ranking. And of course, I'm very happy with my choice now.
Yeah, that is great. And that is quite a data-driven decision. Very analytical and very much on brand. And I can imagine that having that insight from your time in primary insurance really helps understanding the needs of our clients. Can you let us know what some of the biggest challenges are that primary insurers face and how you address them using data analytics?
I would say there are three major aspects. One is the legal perspective. That's about the responsible use of data according to regulations, including how to avoid reinforcement of social biases. One, of course, is the IT perspective. So it's about fixing the basics and finding an infrastructure which balances flexibility and efficiency in data collection, including validation of data quality and also data storage and processing. The last one, which is, of course, the most important one, is about model and business perspective. So it's about explainability for insurance core business and the creation of business value by using data analytics.
What do you mean by that?
I said that insurance business is solely based on data and analysis of data.
Right.
So the financial impact for that is very high for insurance companies. It's fundamentally important to understand the underlying business and the entire data and modeling process. I always tell my colleagues that every model can be fit to every data set.
Uh-huh.
So it's not about always choosing the most fancy and complicated model like going to a shopping mall.
Nice. And how would Hannover Re collaborate with clients to tackle this?
We provide data analytics service to our clients, especially on the topic of explainability and creation of business value. Our clients benefit from our specialist know-how in modeling and analyzing complex risks in niche markets. So together with us, our clients can better select risks, improve customer experience, and expand their current business. They can also validate their model or third-party models together with us. This can also include AI models. Of course, ideally, a good partnership with our clients always leads to a mutual growth. That's why we are keen to help our clients to better actively steer their current business by providing explainable data analytics and actionable suggestions.
Okay, so Hannover Re works closely with clients to turn challenges into opportunities.
Absolutely, and partnering with our clients is the key to success for all of us.
That is true. So there's also the relation between data analytics and artificial intelligence, which is an important point. Let's dive a little bit deeper here. So what is artificial intelligence?
The definition of artificial intelligence is a quite philosophical question. I can't really answer it personally, but if we look at the definition of the European AI Act, everything which involves a certain level of automation and modeling can be somehow classified as AI.
And what role does it play in data analytics?
Well, AI in the context of data analytics is often mentioned in the sense of complex black box models.
Can you explain black box models?
Those are models whose decision-making processes are not transparent to the user, so black box. And in our concept of data analytics, AI model can play a role but does not have to, because the modeling choice is always subordinated to business problem, so we always focus on explainability. But we've seen some primary insurers explore AI because they think they have to.
Got it. But it's not always the best choice for everyone. How do you approach artificial intelligence?
If we look a little bit closer, the goal is never really applying AI, but to solve concrete business problems or to create new opportunities. So our approach with our clients is to offer dedicated client workshops on data analytics and AI, and to offer data analytics services to meet client needs.
You mean HR Blue Box?
Exactly. HR Blue Box is our data analytics service, which we offer to our insurance clients. So if they have business needs, but do not have sufficient internal data analytics capacity to handle that, they can come to us. Customers are, of course, always at the center of our business. If we are the reinsurer, business problems of our clients are often our own problems.
Right.
But the way how we offer our service is very different from our competitors.
And what does Hannover Re do differently than the competition?
We aim always to add concrete business values, and we do not explicitly focus on artificial intelligence. So we consciously do not offer end-to-end machine solutions, but rather individual solutions, since business needs of our clients are always individual. And we always add a human touch, especially for explainability. And our client projects are always very short, so that we can provide actionable recommendations as soon as possible. The most important thing, we have a very international team.
That is true. And you even speak four languages, is that right?
Right. I have lived in three countries and speak four languages fluently. But another colleague in my department can even speak five languages fluently. That culture context is very helpful to understand different expectations, especially also to enhance collaboration with our local offices. We have a very flat structure so that we can enable quick decision-making processes. And all colleagues in my department are highly motivated and skilled, and everybody has a very high personal responsibility. For every client project, we have dedicated colleagues who follow the projects from A to Z. So there's no functional division so that we can avoid miscommunication and can deliver values as quick as possible.
Okay, so in conclusion, the ways and opportunities to analyze data have changed drastically over the last decades. However, the core remains the same. It's the key to making suitable predictions and to support business success. And Yinglin, as a final thought, coming from a reinsurance standpoint and having a good understanding of the needs and challenges of primary insurers, what's your best advice for them to get the most out of their data?
I would say focus on basics rather than hypes and invest in modern infrastructure and methodological development. I would also emphasize that people component is even more important, since knowledge and technology can only be effectively used for business if we have good people. So strong focus on talent management and a culture of agility is essential.
Oh, well said. So in this episode, we heard how data analytics in insurance has evolved from manual calculations to sophisticated AI models. Nowadays, it drives pricing strategies, enables personalized products such as pay-as-you-live insurance, and improves overall risk management, if applied in the right way. Thank you so much, Yinglin, for shedding light on these transformative elements of data analytics in the insurance industry.
Thank you, Susanna. It was great to be here.
And thank you for listening to Replay by Hannover Re. We hope you found this conversation helpful. And if you would like to learn more about data analytics in life and health reinsurance, check out Yinglin's interview as part of our recent Perspectives newsletter. Like I said, it's linked in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe for more episodes. Leave us a review if you enjoyed what you've heard and stay connected with Hannover Re on LinkedIn. Until next time.
The thoughts, ideas, documents, and other content discussed or shared in this podcast are not intended to constitute any professional advice. Hannover Re and the participants are not liable for any damages resulting from the usage of the content of this podcast. For further information, please see the show notes.